Jesus is our joy, and we, as followers and disciples of Christ, are called to rejoice always. The scripture that is given for this morning is from Philippians. Verse 4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice." The key word is clear, rejoice. We might wonder why this scripture is a part of our Advent readings. Verse 5 says, "Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near." Yes, the phrase, "the Lord is near," is the clue. Remember, an Advent journey is living between two comings of Christ. During Advent season, we are living in the time between the first coming of Christ and the second coming of Christ. On Christmas season and beyond, we are constantly living in the time of encountering with Christ through many different types of means of grace. So, rejoice in the Lord always. The Lord is near should be our divine and joyful lifestyle. Joy is, of course, one of the nine attributes of the fruit of the Holy Spirit, according to Galatians. So, through this Philippians passage, Apostle Paul invites us, more like urges us, to live as rejoicers, who are God's people who rejoice in Christ. Simply put, rejoice, the Lord is near. So my message title is "The Secret of a Rejoicer." What are these secrets? The answer is already written in verse 6. So these are not secrets after all. Verse 6 says, "Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God." These are three secrets of a rejoicer. Let me highlight 3 points. Number one, be anxious in nothing. Be prayerful in everything. Number three, be thankful in anything. These are 3 points. That are clear and straightforward. When I say be anxious in, and you say nothing, okay? Be anxious in nothing. Be prayerful in
everything.
Be thankful in anything. I don't need to add more or elaborate on these 3 points. My sisters and brothers in Christ, my friends, while we are trying to live our lives joyfully and faithfully as rejoicers, by applying these secrets, as we can make our lives more meaningful and grateful, these are very, very important secrets we follow. The outcome of rejoicing in the Lord always is verse 7, "And thus peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Happy Advent and blessed Christmas to you all. Thanks be to God. Amen.